The Collect and Psalms will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The Old Testament, Epistle, and Gospel will be read from the New American Standard Bible. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we, who cannot exist without you, may by you be enabled to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Track 1, Old Testament, is from Genesis chapter 37, verses 1 through 4 and 12 through 28. Now Jacob lived in the land where his father had lived as a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the records of the generations of Jacob. Joseph, when he was 17 years of age, was pasturing the flock with his brothers while he was still a youth, along with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought back a bad report about them to their father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his other sons, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a multicolored tunic. And his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, and so they hated him and could not speak to him on friendly terms. Then his brothers went to pasture their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, "Are your brothers not pasturing the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send you to them." And he said to him, "I will go." Then he said to him, "Go now and see about the welfare of your brothers and the welfare of the flock, and bring word back to me." So he sent him from the valley of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. A man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, "What are you looking for?" He said, "I am looking for my brothers. Please tell me where they are pasturing the flock." Then the man said, "They have moved from here, for I heard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them at Dothan. When they saw him from a distance and before he came closer to them, they plotted against him to put him to death. They said to one another, "Here comes this dreamer. Now then, come and let's kill him and throw him into one of the pits, and we will say a vicious animal devoured him. Then we will see what will become of his dreams." But Reuben heard this and rescued him out of their hands by saying, "Let's not take his life." Then Reuben said to them, "Shed no blood. Throw him into this pit that is in the wilderness, but do not lay a hand on him, so that later he might rescue him out of their hands to return him to his father." So it came about, when Joseph reached his brothers, that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, the multicolored tunic that was on him, and they took him and threw him into the pit. Now the pit was empty, without any water in it. Then they sat down to eat a meal, but as they raised their eyes and looked, behold, a caravan of Ishmaelites was coming from Gilead, with their camels carrying labdium resin, balsam, and myrrh, on their way to bring them down to Egypt. And Judah said to his brothers, "What profit is it for us to kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, and let's sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him. For he is our brother, our own flesh." And his brothers listened to him. Then some Midianite traders passed by, so they pulled him out and lifted Joseph out of the pit, and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. So they brought Joseph into Egypt. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Track 1 Psalm is Psalm 105, verses 1 through 6, 16 through 22, and 45b. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, and speak of all his marvelous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Search for the Lord and his strength. continually seek his face. Remember the marvels he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O offspring of Abraham his servant, O children of Jacob his chosen. Then he called for a famine in the land, and destroyed the supply of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They bruised his feet in fetters, his neck they put in an iron collar. Until his prediction came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him, the ruler of the peoples set him free. He set him as a master over his household, as a ruler over all his possessions, to instruct his princes according to his will, and to teach his elders wisdom. Hallelujah. Tract 2 Old Testament is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 18. Then he came there to a cave and spent the night there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of armies. For the sons of Israel have abandoned your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I alone am left, and they have sought to take my life." So he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord was passing by. And a great and powerful wind was tearing out the mountains and breaking the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a gentle blowing. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Then he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of armies, for the sons of Israel have abandoned your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they have sought to take my life." The Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you have arrived, you shall anoint Hazael king over Aram. You shall also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel, and you shall anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place. And it shall come about that the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall put to death, and the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Tract 2 Psalm is Psalm 85, verses 8 through 13. "I will listen to what the Lord God is saying, for he is speaking peace to his faithful people, and to those who turn their hearts to him. Truly his salvation is very near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and peace shall be a pathway for his feet." The epistle is from Romans chapter 10, verses 5 through 15. For Moses writes of the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who performs them will live by them. But the righteousness based on faith speaks as follows. Do not say in your heart, who will go up into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we are preaching, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the Scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on him, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? How are they to believe in him whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? But how are they to preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately afterward, he compelled the disciples to go into the boat and to go ahead of him to the other side, while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray, and when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night he came to them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, and said, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter responded and said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened. And when he began to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me!" Immediately Jesus reached out with his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind stopped, and those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are truly God's Son." The Gospel of the Lord. On August 13th, we celebrate the life of Jeremy Taylor, Bishop of Down, Connor, and Dormore, read from a great cloud of witnesses. Jeremy Taylor, one of the most influential of the Caroline Divines, was educated at Cambridge and through the influence of William Laud became a Fellow of All Saints at Oxford. He was still quite young when he became chaplain to Charles I, and later during the Civil War, a chaplain in the Royalist Army. The successes of Cromwell's forces brought about Taylor's imprisonment, and after Cromwell's victory, Taylor spent several years in forced retirement as chaplain to the family of Lord Carberry in Wales. It was during this time that his most influential works were written, especially Holy Living and Holy Dying in 1651. Among his other works, Liberty of Prophesying proved to be a seminal work in encouraging the development of religious toleration in the 17th century. The principles set forth in that book rank with those of Milton's Areopagitica in its plea for freedom of thought. Despite Taylor's unquestioned literary genius, he was unfortunately not asked to have a part in the prayer book revision of 1662. The first American prayer book, however, incorporated one of his prayers, part of which has been adapted to serve as the collect of his commemoration, and another has been added in the present prayer book. Taylor's theology has sometimes been criticized, most bitingly by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, who claimed that Taylor seems to present our own holy life as the grounds of our religious hope, rather than as the fruit of that hope, whose ground is the mercies of Christ. No such complaint, however, was ever made about his prayers, which exemplify the best of Caroline divinity, blended with great literary genius. In later life, Taylor and his family moved to the northeastern part of Ireland where, after the restoration of the monarchy, he became Bishop of Down and Connor. To this was later added the small adjacent diocese of Dormore. As bishop, he labored tirelessly to build churches, restore the use of the prayer book, and overcome continuing Puritan opposition. As Vice-Chancellor of Trinity College Dublin, he took a leading part in reviving the intellectual life of the Church of Ireland. He remained to the end a man of prayer and a pastor. Let us pray. O God, whose days are without end and whose mercies cannot be numbered, make us, like your servant Jeremy Taylor, deeply aware of the shortness and uncertainty of human life, and let your Holy Spirit lead us in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.